This is The State of Things. I'm Frank Stacio. Here in Greensboro today, live at the Triad Stage, upstage here at the Upstage Cabaret in Greensboro. Songs of Water is a band based in Greensboro. Been around for about 10 years now. They released their first self-titled CD in 2004. It was a rich blend of instrumental world music performed by an orchestral ensemble. Or so you would think. But for the most part, it was just a couple of guys who could play a lot of instruments and mix them together in a studio. Critics liked the CD project, but when it came time to perform, those two guys, Stephen Roach and Jason Windsor, didn't have enough hands to recreate their CD sound on stage. So they added musicians, and today Songs of Water is Stephen Roach, Jason Windsor, along with Greg Willett, Luke Skaggs, John Kliegel, Michael Pritchard, and Molly Skaggs. Their latest CD is The Sea Has Spoken, Songs of Water. So, Stephen, let me start with you. This band was your brainchild. How did it come about? Tell us about the birth of the band.
About year 2000, I was getting into the hammer dulcimer, which I have here, and Jason and I were roommates at the time. And both of us really have a love for experimental music, and we just started creating things in the living room, and it just grew into a monster. And so we're still doing it today.
Still doing it today. When did you finally decide to become a... Were you thinking about being a band, or were you just playing around at the time?
Well, I think the original concept was to do an instrumental album. When we created this collection of songs... We began to perform them around, and it was just really fun. We knew we had stumbled on something a lot bigger than what we intended to begin with, I think. And
did you have a particular sound in mind?
Well, I've studied world music for most of my life. I came from a bluegrass background and played in several different kinds of bands. I used to play Turkish, Bulgarian music, and Greek music. Semi-professionally, and so we just blended all this together with Jason's styles and influences, and we kind of watched the music create itself. It was sort of a living art, you know, of seeing it come together as we moved along with it.
We would love to see it come together right now. Would you play some for us?
Yeah, this song is one off our new record called Bread and Circus.
Thank you.
The song is Bread and Circus. The band is Songs of Water. We are live at the Upstage Cabaret here at Triad Stage in Greensboro. Songs of Water, that had a real kind of Bulgarian, Central European, Hungarian feel. Is there, I mean, is it rooted in a particular sound? Did you go for that in creating this song?
Greg co-wrote that with me. Greg is the guitar player here, and I think some of his fingerstyle guitar playing is deeply influenced by European music, all you know, different kinds, and then, but not really. I mean, a lot of our music is conceptually, it's more cinematic, just expressions of mood or emotion, or we just move along with them, and they kind of take their own shape.
What happened to the band? You talked about you and Jason kind of sitting around a garage full of instruments and a laptop. That's cool. But then you start, right? But then you start adding some real musicians. How did that change the concept and the way the band sounded?
You'd be amazed at what real musicians will do. Once we got some of those, it was really easy.
One of the neat things is now everybody in the band are co-writers in the music. The first album, pretty much, for the most part, was Jason and I. And now the new album, everybody here has played a big part in what we've, you know, pulled together.
The new album is called The Sea Has Spoken. The band is Songs of Water. Will you play another one?
Yeah, this one's called Luminitsa. Thank you.
song is Luminitza. It's from the latest CD from our guest, Songs of Water. The latest CD is called The Sea Has Spoken. We're at the Upstage Cabaret here at Triad Stage in Greensboro. So we had a guy on here named Solzhenitsyn. He had a famous father. And I noticed there's a Luke and a Molly Skaggs. And I'm guessing your father is Ricky Skaggs. Is that right?
That's right.
It ain't Boss Skaggs.
Yeah. So I read somewhere where your father discouraged you. No. That was the last interview.
Whoa.
He spent no time in a gulag, I suppose, but he did play Las Vegas, so it's almost as bad in some ways.
Yeah. Sure.
What was that like? Did he encourage you? When did you start getting interested in music, Molly?
Oh, well, I think because it was always just so much a part of our lives and just who we are, like in our family, you know, it's just part of the air we breathe. So it was just really easy just to kind of, oh, I want to sing a song. I want to play an instrument, you know, and you got instruments lying around the house. So, you know, I appreciate what he said about parents not forcing that upon kids. You know, I appreciate that because my parents didn't do that with me or Luke either. It was always our choice. It was always, you know, play it if you want to, but, you know, we're not going to. But if you want to, we'll encourage you, but we're not going to, you know. It was really cool.
And Ricky Skaggs is on the CD, right? He's tell us about that, his collaboration on this.
Well, we recorded most of it at his studio, which was an amazing experience. And we just got to, we went up there and the first song that we did is the song that we're going to play next. And so I'm like, oh, great, we're in Ricky Skaggs' studio and you hand me the mandolin for the first song. You know, no pressure. but he was a great supporter. He really just kind of fathered the project. And
he brought the stank.
What does he think of this crazy kind of music, this kind
he
of
loves,
worldly?
He loves it.
He loves it, yeah.
He sat in with us some. We've opened for him before. He's part of the... He loves it. He calls it, what is it, biscuits and curry.
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to give you time to give us another sample of the biscuits and curry, but first I'm going to say bye. Songs of Water, thank you so much. A few opportunities to catch Songs of Water to perform live. The band's going to be at the Cat's Cradle in Carrboro March 11th, Poor House in Raleigh March 23rd, April 9th. They're going to be back here in Greensboro at the Blind Tiger. For more information, go to songsofwater.com. Many thanks to all of you here at Triad State in Greensboro and to our audience today. We're going to say goodbye and we're going to hear one more song, but I want to first say thank you so much for being here. And here once again, Songs of Water.